The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Match point number three for the Crusaders. Across it comes. Here is the set to Jacobowski. Her attack off the block, picked up by Benton. Lowry sets. Here comes Benton. Her attack is down and good, and Grand Island Central Catholic has advanced.
Today, it's live coverage of the C1 State Volleyball Tournament in Lincoln, featuring the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Middle attack, Willman. Off the net, it pops up in the air. St. Paul saves it. They're going to have to pass it across. They do with Jacobowski. Free ball here. Lowry sets middle. Willman attack through the block. St. Paul cannot save it. And Willman will get her third kill.
Central Catholic returns to state as a wild card and hopes to turn that into the program's 18th state final. It's the Grand Island Central Catholic State Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to Lincoln with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, from North Star High School here in Lincoln. It is time for the 2014 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament as the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic take on the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, ready to bring you today's action here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We've also got action going on the Breeze 94.5 FM as Giltner is taking on Crawford in a D2 matchup. Later today, we have got plenty of volleyball for you here on Classic Hits. At 3:30, following our match, Centura and Guardian Angels will be meeting in C2. Then we're back here for C1 action at 5:30 between Kearney Catholic and Ashland Greenwood. And then finally tonight, Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson, 7:30 from Lincoln Southeast, will be here on Classic Hits. We'll also be following Axtell this afternoon at 3:30 on ESPN 1460. Sutton later today on the Breeze 94.5 at 5:30, and Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:30 tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school volleyball action. 32-1 for Omaha Concordia. Their only loss is the Class B qualifier, Aurora. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic 2-0 in a triangular earlier this season. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they are here on a wild card after falling in the tough 4-set district final to 2-time defending state champion Kearney Catholic. Their other losses this year, twice to Hastings St. Cecilia. They lost to Ansley Litchfield, who is a 1-loss team and the number 2 seed in D1. They also did have a loss to St. Paul in 3 sets earlier this season. So 2 to St. Cecilia and 2 to Kearney Catholic, 1 to Concordia, 25-7 on the season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. This is the service rotation for the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia, making their third trip to state. And all 3 times they've played Grand Island Central Catholic in the first round, losing the previous 2, but they will be the favorite here today. They'll start with number 7, 5'10", sophomore middle blocker, Sydney Clarkson. Number 15, 6-foot senior, right side hitter is Rebecca Knapp. She's followed by number 10, 6'2", senior outside hitter, Megan Wickey, who leads the team in kills with 383. Number 4 is a 5'9 junior middle blocker, Faith Johnson. Number 8, 5'6 sophomore center, Jenna Spellerberg. And number 9, 6-foot sophomore, Avery Yoksic. The libero is number 12, 5'4 sophomore, Tori Jones. The head coach, the only coach the Mustangs have known, is Kylie Hansen, assisted by Dan Yoksic and Courtney Vandeville. As we said, Omaha Concordia 32-1, ranked 2nd and 3rd in the state's newspapers. They defeated Arlington and Boys Town of the sub-districts and Wayne in the district finals to make it here to the state tournament. Now for Grand Island Central Catholic, they are making their 28th state tournament appearance, 17 times in the finals, would love to make it 18. coached by the winningest coach in the history of the sport of the state of Nebraska, Sharon Zavala. She is assisted by Brittany Raley, and they will start with number three, 5'7", junior outside hitter Sadie Gehring, second on the team in kills. Number 15, 5'10", junior middle hitter is Darren Wilman. Number 11 is a 5'8", junior center, Laura Lowry. Number 14, 5'10", senior outside hitter is Emma Benton, the All-Stater, 482 kills this season. Number 9 is a 5'8", junior middle hitter, Lauren Webb. And number 6 is a 5'8", junior right side hitter, Emily Herbeck. The libero is number 1, 5'6", senior, Katie Golka. Grand Island Central Catholic defeated Adams Central and St. Paul in the sub-districts. And as we told you, they're here on a wild card after their loss to top-ranked Kearney Catholic in the district final. Grand Island Central Catholic is ranked number 6 and number 8 coming in to the state tournament. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star. You have been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Concordia Grand Island Central Catholic, the winner plays tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena against the Ogallala Wahoo winner. The bottom half of the bracket, Kearney Catholic against Ashland Greenwood and Shadron against Columbus SCOTUS. The second semifinal will be played at 3 o'clock tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and the C1 Championship is at the Devaney Center Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Thanks for making Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, your choice for today's high school volleyball action. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic and Omaha Concordia getting ready to start the state volleyball tournament when we come back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Back at Lincoln North Star, where the Concordia Mustangs have got a great student body. It's like they gave them all the day off and bust them down here personally to bring you a little atmosphere here. Central Catholic always travels well, but they will be outnumbered this afternoon by the Mustangs of Concordia. We will bring you all the action right here as you've got two sets of blue, the navy and white of Concordia, the Columbia blue, and navy blue shorts with white trim for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial.
And Concordia will move from right to left as both of the liberos are checking in, and then we will get volleyball action underway here on Classic Hits. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday afternoon. For the first time in 5 years, the state tournament is back here in Lincoln. Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss. Sadie Gehring will go back and serve it away. And the 2014 tournament is underway as Gehring floats it across to the libero and Tori Jones. Set to the outside, first swing by Concordia is into the net by Megan Wickey, and Central Catholic will garner the first point. Gehring, the junior, only three seniors on this ball club for Coach Zavala, but the big hitter, Emma Benton, is one of those seniors. Gehring floats into the back right-hand corner. Concordia sets outside, Wickey again over the double block, down and good. So maybe some nerves on that first swing of the state tournament for the senior, but she steps right up and hammers one home to tie it at one. A little height on this team, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'2", but they do start three sophomores. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Clarkson. Floats it across to Golka, set to Benton. Her first swing of the tournament is down and good. Rattled off the tape, and it wrapped around the double block and give Emma Benton her first kill. 2-1, Grand Island Central Catholic again. In the postseason, we play the best of 5-25 to win by 2 in the first 4 sets. If we have to go to a 5th, you play to 15. For the novice volleyball fans out there, that's how it goes. Here's Wickey on the outside attack, and she'll dribble it home again. Megan Wickey, 6'2", is simply going to be able to elevate over the Central Catholic defense, and there's not a whole lot they can do unless they just play outstanding back row defense and dig the volleyball out, 2-2. And back to serve it away will be Concordia, and Knapp ready to fly it. Looks like Clausen checks in for her, and she's going to serve it across. Here's Benton again through the double block, down and good. Emma Benton, 2 swings, 2 kills here for Central Catholic, and it's 3-2. And back to serve it away for the Crusaders will be their setter in Laura Lowry. Lowry's job is to find people besides Benton that can help him out today, and they'll need it to win this afternoon. Serve across, Wickey in the middle. Block straight up in the air. And we've got a net violation on the Crusaders, it looks like. So 3-3. Trying to get up there and block Wickey. Got a little too tight to the twine. And now Wickey rotates to the back row to serve it away. But that brings Yaksic into the front row. One of the assistant coach's daughters. Here is Lowry setting on the outside close to the net and driven home again. Benton 3-for-3. And they like to keep Benton on the outside. Very rarely will she rotate into the middle. It's usually front left, which is a little easier to scout, but she's so good that teams have trouble picking her up. And now she rotates to the back. She'll serve it away, and she'll get an ace. And the first point on serve for either team is an ace for Emma Benton. I think that'll be another key in the match here today, as they must score, the Crusaders, on Benton's serve and while she's in that back row, as she floats it into the middle. Concordia sets to the outside. The attack driven down and good for the Mustangs. Getting the kill is Yaksic, and that's the 1-2 punch here for the Mustangs. I'm going to tell you right now, it's kind of hard to read the numbers for Concordia, not because of the color scheme, but absolutely every girl must have 3 feet of hair over their back, and it guards their number. So they all kind of look the same, as an error for Concordia will give Central Catholic the point as it was returned by Sadie Gehring, 6-4. Back to serve it away will be Lauren Webb. And when you're trying to build a program, sometimes you try to do a lot of things alike. I didn't know that growing your hair the exact same way was one of those, but it appears to be for the Mustangs, and they're going to have to pass it over. Free ball here, but a misplay in the back row by Central Catholic, and they're going to have to knock it across out of the back row. Benton, free ball here, middle attack, off the tip, is picked up in the back row by Central Catholic, and Laura Lowry will take it to the outside. The lefty Herbeck drives it over and gets the kill. Good scramble by Concordia, but they could not get it back across. 7-4, Central Catholic, opening game here of the C1 State Tournament. Lauren Webb at the service line. They've had some success with her back there throughout the postseason, but now the serve is deep and out of bounds. Our first service error. Webb out, Golka back in, and into the front row here for Concordia. Knapp returns. Concordia serves it away, trailing 7-5 here in the opening set. And the serve. Just got across. Beautiful serve. Benton down low. Picks it up. Set to Herbeck. She goes with the offhand tip. Duggan stays in the back row. Will they get a swing? Yeah, they get a good one. Benton with the up on the back row on the swing that time by Yaksich. And now it's going to be blocked. Daring's attack. And it's going to be an ace block. Ace block up front for Rebecca Knapp. Point for the Mustangs. Their first point on a serve. And it looks like it's Jenna Spellerberg to go again. Spellerberg at 7-6, trying to tie it up here. Down the middle to Benton. Lowry sets outside. Gehring, she'll go with a power tip, but it's too deep. Tried to shove it right back in that service corner and send it over everybody, and three in a row for Concordia. We are tied at 7 in the opening game. And the serve floats across to Benton. Set to the middle. Willman gets her first swing, and it's going to be dug out nicely that time by Yaksich. Back row attack is going to be into the net for Concordia. Try to go to the back row to Wiki, and she gets her second error. Grand Island Central Catholic, 8-7. And back to serve it away will be off the bench. Jenny Sint. Across it comes, quick to the front. It'll be tapped across, down and good for the kill. Number 7, Sydney Clarkson, gets her first touch. 5'10 sophomore ties it at 8. Or did we get a net violation? I thought I heard the quick whistle, but both officials pointed down to the floor, and it looks like we did have a violation on Concordia, so give Central Catholic the point. And Sint will serve it across again. Back row attack, Wiki, dug out that time by Gehring. Set to the outside. It'll be taken across and blocked back down. Another ace block, Rebecca Knapp on the swing from Gehring. And now the eighth point is picked up for Concordia. 9-8 Central Catholic. And to serve it away, Avery Yaksich to wrap up our first time through the rotation. Mini jump serve. Benton's picking him up. Bump set to the outside. Gehring takes something off of it. Blocked again. This time the ace block comes from Sydney Clarkson. 3 ace blocks here for Concordia to go along with 3 kills. And we're tied at 9. And Yaksich on the serve. Concordia looking for their first lead of the state tournament. Floats it across. Golka, problems here. They'll run it down. Back row swatted across by Benton. Now the short set to the outside, and Concordia will terminate with Megan Wiki. That is going to be the key, Wiki against Benton. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Grand Island Central Catholic. Our first timeout of the tournament brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With your score, Concordia 10 and Grand Island Central Catholic 9. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we're back here at Lincoln North Star in the opening set of this C1 first-round matchup. Concordia has just taken their first lead at 10-9, and Avery Yaksich will serve it again over to Benton. Middle attack, Willman rips it down and good. Darren Willman will get the kill. Side out, Central Catholic 10-10. And back to serve it away will be Sadie Gehring. As we start our second time through the rotation. And the serve. Pass back out of bounds. Ace serve, 11-10. Second ace for Central Catholic. Benton had one when she was back there. Gehring gets one here. 11-10 Crusaders. Gehring goes again. This one handled to the back corner. Set to the outside. Wiki on the angle. Down and good. Fourth kill for Megan Wiki. 11-11. Side out Concordia. And we know that this Concordia volleyball team is good. In fact, many people believe you've got a line after the top three, Kearney Catholic, Concordia, and Ogallala. They believe all three of those should coast to the semifinals. Central Catholic hoping not, as we've got a missed pass here by the Crusaders. Not many errors for the Crusaders, but we had one there, and it's 12-11 Concordia with Sydney Clarkson serving it away. Clarkson doesn't do a whole lot of fancy things. Takes that half step and fires it into the corner. Nice, powerful serve. Passes off the mark from about 12 feet back. Benton gets a good topspin on it. Dug out there by Yaksich. Outside, Wiki hit the pin, and it's out of bounds. Pin antenna what is on the outside of the net to make sure that you keep it in play. And now into serve will be Madison Liske. Maddie ready to fire it across. 12-12. It's been tight throughout here early going. Game one, a serve. Think they found a little weakness in the back row defense. Jaksic is who they're picking on. And she tried to set the serve, and it went right through her hands. Third ace for the Crusaders. And Liske tries it again, and it's another ace. Let's see if we get a substitution. 14-12, back-to-back aces for Liske. And right now, Coach Hansen just trying to give some words of encouragement. Concordia still only drops back three. It's not like they try to hide her and put her on the back line. And I'm sure Liske just keep firing at the same spot. No, she moves this a little farther left. Pick up by Wicke. Set back to the middle, and Wicke couldn't get to it. Three straight errors. Three straight points for Central Catholic. On the serves of Maddie Liske, 15-12. Crusaders have the biggest lead by either team here in the opening set. Can they keep it going? Liske goes over to the libero this time in Jones. Outside Wicke from about 9 feet. There's no stopping her. Fifth kill already for Megan Wicke. And it's hard to believe that she only has 383 when Emma Benton has 482 for those Crusader fans. Wicke just doesn't look like she can miss. Side out here for Clausen to go back and serve it away. Abby rotates in for Knapp. Serves, plays the back row. She's had 17 ace serves. Gets this one at Gehring. Slide right side. The attack driven across that time by Webb. Dug out. Wicke again. Wicke down. 15-14, a one-point game as Concordia gets their first point for Abby Clausen. Again, 15-14 here in the opening set. We'll keep you up to date on some of the other games in just a moment as this serve tumbles across, played there by Gehring in the middle, set to the outside, Benton. It wasn't a very good pass, but Lowry had to run it down, so it's knocked down and good by Faith Johnson to tie it up for Concordia. Now we've had a couple of runs. We were exchanging points early, then we got to eight, and we went on a couple of mini runs, and we've continued to do that. Clausen to serve again. 15-all, game one. And Clausen powers it across, carrying there to Lowry. Good pass outside, Benton into the net. And the block was a little late getting there, and Benton with the first error for her. So Central Catholic scored four in a row, and Concordia has answered right back with four of their own. 16-15, Mustangs. And the serve down the middle of Gehring. Good pass, Lowry. Another one to Benton. That time it's not coming back. Emma Benton with her fourth kill. Side out, Central Catholic. 16-16 the score. Back to serve it away will be the setter in Lowry. Lowry fires it across. Picked up there in the middle by Jaksic. Set to the outside. Wicke off the back foot. Doesn't matter. She took Gehring off her feet and got the kill. Seven kills for Megan. 17-16 Concordia. Important first set now the way that Central Catholic is playing. See if they can find a way. Serve across, passed into the net, and they can't dig it out. It's an ace serve. 18-16, the ace serve for Megan Wicke. Doing a little bit of everything for her ball club. That's the first ace for Concordia, and the first time they've led by two. Serve across to Golka, set to the outside. Benton needs one, got one. Emma Benton, her fifth. Side out, Central Catholic, 18-17. Back to serve it away will be Benton. Southern Valley has put together a seven-point run to lead 14-11 over Crofton in the first set. Serve across Benton. Spins around. They get it to the outside. Jaksic and an attack error deep. I believe that's the first deep attack that we have seen from Concordia, and it is 18-18. Concordia looking for their first tournament win in program history. Over to Jaksic. Back set in the middle to be tapped across. Nice save that time by Herbeck. Bump set to the outside. Gehring decides to set it into the back corner. Up there by Clarkson to the outside. Jaksic off the back foot. Actually got a rally going here to Gehring on the outside. Again, it's dug out by the libero, Jones. Set Jaksic again. She's blocked. It's punched back across by Webb. Free ball here. Can Concordia run it down? Back row, and it's going to be terminated by Megan Wicke. Even from the back row, this young lady can hammer it down. 19-18 Concordia. Lincoln Southeast 16, North Star 12 in the first set. As the serve is across, clips the net and falls for our North Star ace. 20-18 from Tori Jones. Two-point lead, looking for their first three-point lead. Central Catholic needing the ball back as we head towards the end of the set. At Benton, Lowry sets outside. Gehring, again, can only get kind of a tip. It stays in the back row. Jaksic with a half swing will give Central Catholic a chance. Lowry sets outside. Herbeck right down the line and in. Beautiful swing by Emily Herbeck for her second kill. They brought the double block but gave her about 3 inches on the line, and she put it right on the tape. There was no room for error. Omaha Scott leading Lincoln Pius to the 10th, 20-6 in the first set in B. Lauren Webb to serve, 20-19 Concordia. Game one, short set in the middle, lifted across that time by Clarkston. Here's the set to the outside, and Central Catholic tries to dump it over, but a good get that time to keep it alive by Concordia Spellerberg. And then an overpass by the Crusaders. Free ball here. Jaksic on the swing. Overpassed again on the dig by Webb. And back over to the Crusaders. Outside Herbeck. She'll take it off to the double block. Another good rally going. And into the net, Concordia. Yeah, they caught it. The setter got pushed into the net there on a pass that took her deep. And we are tied 20-all. Again, Concordia hasn't used a timeout yet. Central Catholic has both of theirs. Lauren Webb floats it across. Concordia goes to Jaksic again. That time it's down and good. Avery with her second kill. Side out. Concordia back into the front row is Rebecca Knapp. And Concordia has not lost a set since playing Lakeview over a month ago. So a little pressure maybe right here, but they lead it 21-20. Lowry sets outside. Gehring with the swing. Dug out in the back row. Nice play by Wicky. And then a lift call to the center. Two hits. Point. Grand Island Central Catholic. They've got the serve in a 21-all game. Gehring picking up her first kill. Back to serve it. Jenny Sint. Sint serve. A bullet. Handle that time by Jaksic. Set to the outside. Knapp flat-footed attack. Dug out that time by Benton out of the back row. Gehring will have to just pass it across. Free ball here for Concordia. Here's the set. Spellerberg, right side. Knapp, weak swing. Picked up by Golka. Pass to the outside. And Central Catholic's given Concordia too many free balls here. Middle attack is going to be lofted deep, though. But in the net, called on the Crusaders. And that's a tough one because the attack was off the back foot. There was no way that that block was going to happen. And Emma Benton wants to know who was in the net. And that's a big call because instead of being up one, now you're down one late in game one. 22-21 Concordia. And Wicky's back in the front row. Overpassed into the net and a serve. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. And just that quickly, 2 points away from the opening set for Concordia. It is Concordia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 21. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to high school volleyball, state tournament style, here on Classic Hits and 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com, as Concordia, coming off the ace serve from Jaksic, leads at 23-21. Floats into the middle, picked up there by Benton, set to the outside of Gehring, standing foot spike, and so Concordia will take it to the outside, and of course it's Wicky. Central Catholic, if they don't get a swing, they're not going to win the point, and that they've been doing very well, but the last 6 points, they have not got any swings, and that's why Concordia has the lead. The ninth kill for Wicky, and it is game point Concordia, 24-21 here in the opening set. Jaksic to serve it away. Central Catholic hoping for one more shot. And the serve floats deep, so they'll get that chance. That is the first service error for Concordia, so maybe a little nerves there for the sophomore. And back to serve, Sadie Gehring. Benton's in the front row. Central Catholic must get the next two. Gehring serve cuts it across. Ace! Sadie Gehring, second ace, fifth of the set. Game point number three for Concordia. 24-23. Can Gehring do it again? Trying to get it at Yaksich. Does. Passes flat, but they get the setup outside. It's going to be blocked, but not well enough, and it's down and good. Megan Wickey is a one-man, or in this case, one-woman wrecking crew. And Concordia able to take their first set from Grand Island Central Catholic, 25-23. We will be back with the first set numbers in a minute. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Here's a look at the unofficial first set numbers. You can take the strong serving of Central Catholic up against the attacking of Wickey for Omaha Concordia. For the Crusaders, Jenny Sint, one service point. Sadie Gehring, three service points. Two of them were aces. She had a kill. Maddie Liske, three service points, two aces. Emily Herbeck, two kills. Lauren Webb, two service points. Emma Benton, two service points. One was an ace, five kills. And Darren Wilman, one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and five ace serves. For Concordia, Abby Clausen had three service points. Faith Johnson had one kill. Sydney Clarkson had an ace block and a service point. Jenna Spellerberg, two service points. Avery Yaksich, four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Megan Wickey, an ace serve, 10 kills. An ace serve for Tori Jones, and Rebecca Knapp had two ace blocks. 13 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves as Concordia ekes out game one, 25-23. And we'll be back with set two at the state tournament in a moment.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And we are back here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In Class D2, Giltner has cruised to the opening set victory by a score of 25-12 over Crawford. 25-23, Concordia takes the opener here, and they'll get ready to serve it away, and we are underway in game two. To the outside, Benton comes near line, but is wide and out of bounds. Concordia will score first in game two. Back there serving it away is Yaksich. She had 4 points in game one. And we'll pound this one off the front row. It comes off of Wilman, but they're able to return it with Golka. Free ball again here. Set middle. It'll be tapped across. Nice job there by Gehring to keep it alive. But right now, Central Catholic is totally on their heels as the set is made by Spellerberg to the outside, and it's down and good by Megan Wickey. When Wickey's in the front, they don't have to go anyplace else, and Yaksich makes it 2-0 on her serve. She'll go after it again. Ansley Litchfield leading Brady 22-18. They win it 25-18 in the first set. Serve across. Benton, termination. Emma Benton with her best swing gets Central Catholic on the board. So winners of the first set, Ansley Litchfield, along with Concordia and Giltner so far. And Crofton now beats Southern Valley 25-21. Serves across Crusaders to the outside. Wiki, that's actually blocked up into the air. Dug out there by Gehring into the middle to be tapped across for the kill. Lauren Webb just had enough of a teardrop on it that it couldn't have been more than an inch over that double block. Frustrating for the blockers as they turned around to try and find it. And Gehring to serve. 2-2, game two. Good serve into Jaksic. The set has to just be popped up into the air. That gives the Crusaders a chance. Lowry to Benton on the outside. Over the block, down and good. I think this has to be driving coaches crazy. It is very basic what we're seeing here. If you can't pass it, you don't win the point. And it's never been more evident here. It's Benton against Wiki with some players interspersed as Gehring fires it across. Here's the set in the middle. The attack blocked up front by Webb. It's dug out. Concordia will get Wiki on the kill. Again, Wiki can get at it from anywhere. 90% of the high school teams would have passed that over, but not Wiki. Not only did she hammered it down for the kill. This is some volleyball player here, Megan Wiki. When they were here a couple of years ago, she was their rising star as this pass goes all the way to the backboard, and it's run down by Gehring. They'll pass it across. Central Catholic waits for it. The attack, Knapp off of Herbeck, but that time they can't play it. And Rebecca Knapp, who made the good scramble to get it back the first time. Rebecca Knapp with the kill, her first. 4-3, Concordia. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Clarkson into the net. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first set went to Concordia 25-23. Central Catholic serving with Laura Lowry for all here in the second. Miscommunication on the pass has to be bumped over by Faith Johnson. Outside Herbeck, she's blocked. Ace block, Wiki. Wiki teaming up with Johnson. So now Megan has an ace block to go with an ace serve and 12 kills. 5-4, Concordia. Lincoln Southeast takes the first set in Class A from North Star, 25-21. And the serve for Concordia comes right down the middle to Gehring. Set to the outside. Benton got a good run, and it is deep. For the last 5 points go to Concordia. They're up 6-4 on the serve of Abby Clausen. Clausen had three in the first set. And Clausen serve. Stumbled as she served it, but it is across safely. Benton on the outside through the double block. Her eighth kill. 6-5, and again, we have not seen a lot of long rallies so far here today. Back to serve it away will be Benton as the Crusaders try and get a run going here. Right down the middle to Jaksic. Pass to the outside. It'll be rolled over and taking something off it is Wiki. Crusaders able to pass it back across with Webb. Free ball, though. Wiki, no, they're going to go middle, and the attack is deep by Faith Johnson. So for once, they did go somewhere else, and no point to show for it. Crusaders will take it, and Benton will try and give them the lead. 6-6 in game one. And the serve floats right down the sideline at Wiki. They'll set it back to Megan on the outside. That time it's down and good. Number 13 for Megan Wiki, and she will now rotate back to serve it away. So that takes the best player that we've seen on the floor. With all due respect to Emma Benton, she's just not as tall. If she was, you'd have very comparable ball players. Serve across to Gehring. Lowry sets middle to Webb. She'll drive it across to the dig is made by Jones. To the outside, Jaksic tipped right near the antenna, but they keep it in play. Jaksic again, and she's on the line with the angle. Boy, she took it right at the 10-foot tape. And Jaksic with her third kill. 13 kills for Wiki. The rest of the team has five. Now you do have to mix in four ace blocks. 8-6 Concordia. And Wiki with the serve. Ace serve. Central Catholic thought it was going to be out. They let it go. And it's 9-6. And Coach Sharon Zavala is going to use a timeout. So Concordia winning the first game 25-23. And they are now up by a score of 9-6. Here in Game 2, you're listening to the C1 State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Ball tournament. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With the score 9-6, Concordia, and Wiki still on the serve. And again, it's passed off the mark, so they'll just pass it across. Free ball. Johnson, big swing. Passed up into the rafters. Didn't hit anything. Crusaders will pass it across here with Gehring. Here's the set outside. Yaksich, good look. Blocked. And was it in? Yes, it was. Ace block, Lauren Webb. Not a lot of room to dance with over there in front of the chair up. But Webb will get the block coming out of the timeout. And it's 9-7 Concordia. They won the opening set. And the serve across, the tough one. Wiki goes down low to pick it up. Yaksich got a swing off the tip. It's dug out there by Benton. Set to the outside. Caring swing is down the middle. Wiki, she digs. Johnson on the middle attack is out of bounds. An attack error by Concordia cuts it to one. Webb to serve. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel. Glad to have you along for the state tournament today. Opening day, opening game at North Star. Webb again across to Wiki. Spellerberg sets to the outside. Yaksich rattles it between the double block and got the kill. Her fourth. Side out Concordia, 10-8. And back to serve it away, the libero, Tori Jones. Another sophomore. Three sophomores and Jones, also a sophomore. Four of the seven starters. As the serve is across, gave Golka a little topspin problem, and so they'll just bump it over. Right on the back line to Wiki. Stays in the back row. Yaksich too close to the net, and it's going to be blocked down by Herbick. Yaksich had no choice but to just try and tip it over. Central Catholic saw what was coming, and Emily Herbick will block it down. And now check out of the ball game so Jenny Sint can come in and serve. Chance to tie for the Crusaders, and it's just off the back line. Serve out, 11-9 Concordia. And right back it'll be Herbick. And on the other side, Knapp returns for Concordia. 11-9, Concordia with their setter, Spellerberg, to serve it away. Right at Benton in the middle, short set, Willman, she'll go up, and is blocked. One-on-one, Sydney Clarkson gets her second ace block. 12-9, Concordia. Central Catholic has hung with Concordia, but just hasn't been able to get a run going to keep a lead. And now Concordia up three with the serve. Overpass, free ball above the net, but returned out of bounds on the quick swing by Clarkson. So just had the nice play on the block. But when she went up at the overpass, hit the right side of the volleyball, and it shot straight into the crowd. So it'll come over to Gehring, and she'll serve for the Crusaders. At Yaksich, set middle. Clarkson tips it over. Gehring's right there for it. Lowry sets Benton front left, rolls it over the double block. Dig is made by Spellerberg. Outside Yaksich. Off the tip, dig is made by Herbeck. Lowry dumps it over, and a great dig by Jones. Now Yaksich with the swing, dug out by Golko. Good rally going here. Benton comes after it, punches it down to the corner. It's going to be dug out. Outside, Yaksich, too close to the net, blocked up there by Willman. Dug out by Concordia and passed over. Free ball here. Benton 8 feet off the net. Dug out, longest point of the match, Yaksich. Off the tip, another dig by Gehring. Lowry has to run it down, and she almost stepped across the center line. They didn't call it, and Benton will get the kill. Some of the fans thought she stepped across, that it didn't look like her complete foot crossed, and so she was okay. And Benton with her fourth kill of the game and ninth of the match. So the long rally goes to the Crusaders, and Gehring serves again. Off Jones in the back row, pops straight up from 12 feet away. It'll be taken across Yaksich, and it's not dug up. Yaksich with her fifth kill, 13-11, Concordia with the lead. Pius X now up 14-6 over Scutt in game two after they dropped the opener in Class B. Yaksich with the serve for the Mustangs. Benton front left, rattles it off the block, over the scorer's table, and a kill. Number 10 for Emma Benton. 13-12, Concordia. And here's Maddie Liske in to serve it away. Again, some of the other matches. Lincoln Southeast, a winner in game one. And Scott beat Pius. Trouble here on the serve ace. Yaksich again, and hate to call her out, but it's evident that they're trying to go at her almost every time when she's in the back row, and Gehring gets her third ace. I have the right. No, excuse me, not Gehring. That's Liske with her third ace still. This time it's to the outside, and that's coming down hard for Megan Wicke, who's back into the front row. 14-13 Concordia. Back to serve it away will be number seven, Sydney Clarkson. Clarkson goes to the far left side of the service area and cuts it against the grain. Lowry bump set off the back foot. It's taken across by Benton. Chance here. They don't go to Wicke. They go to Knapp, and she's got an open floor. Second kill for Rebecca Knapp. And I'm just like Central Catholic. You got to assume that you got to cover Wicke, and they started that way and could not get adjusted. Clarkson on the serve, 15-13 Concordia. Back middle, Gehring has it, set Benton. She comes strong, blocked, picked back up by Lowry. Bump set, Gehring, Benton again, not as much on that one, but that works. So you don't need the power all the time. Sometimes it's the placement, and that's kill number 11 for Emma Benton. And game two has been just as nip and tuck as game one was, where Concordia won at 25-23. And Lowry serves, big overpass right at the net, joust won by the Crusaders, and Lauren Webb is the stronger of the two. 15 all. Lowry looking to give Grand Island Central Catholic their first lead since it was 3-2. Powers that one right down the middle at Yaksich. There's a good pass, Spellerberger. Outside, Wicke had to go to the offhand, and it is blocked right back at Concordia. Knapp then sends it deep, way deep on the wide swing. Point Central Catholic. 16-15 after they were down 12-9. It's a 7-3 run by the Crusaders. And Lowry to try and extend it. Ace serve. 17-15. Lowry on the ace. And you got to wonder what the timeout situation is for Concordia. They just play. They didn't use any when they were in a mini bit of trouble in game one. So play on here. Lowry across. Right in the middle, it's picked up there by Yaksich. Outside, big swing by Wicke is dug out by Gehring. Pass to the net. Benton off the block, down and good. They finally neutralized Wicke on a point, and there is the timeout. Great dig by Gehring in a back row. Five in a row by Central Catholic. It is Central Catholic 18, Concordia 15 in the second set. The opening game won by Concordia. You're listening to the C1 State Tournament, and this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And we're back at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. As Central Catholic has their best run of the day going so far, Laura Lowry has served four in a row, including an ace. Crusaders 18, Concordia Mustangs 15. Serve across to Jones. They're going to go to Wicke. Off the tip, dig made there by Golka. Set middle, Webb into the back row. Got the kill. Everybody was up front, and Webb safely lofted it over the six defenders. Third kill all in this set for Webb. 19-15 Central Catholic. Lowry again at Yaksich. Good pass, Spellerberg. Right side, Knapp off the tip, and it stayed in. Make a little miscommunication in the back row about who wanted to go after that for the Crusaders, but it was a pretty good swing by Knapp. Would have been hard to play up anyway. And that ends the 6-0 run. Now the Crusaders have to make sure Concordia doesn't answer. Abby Clausen to serve. 19-16 Central Catholic. At Golka, good pass to Lowry. Sets middle. Webb over the single block, up by Yaksich. Set to the outside. Here she is again, and Megan Wicke with her 15th kill. Have that one burned into your brain by the end of the day. Clausen serving it, 19-17. Game two, Central Catholic. The opener went to Concordia, 25-23. Serve into the back corner. Picked up there by Golka. Set to Benton from the 10-foot line. She'll roll it across. Pass close to the net, but Wickie's going to get a swing and into her own net on the angle. A rare error. I mean, Wickie's got to be hitting 750. And that one goes into the net. 20-17, Central Catholic. And now Emma Benton's in the back row to serve for the Crusaders. Benton floats it back middle. Yaksich stays in the back row. Run down Spellerberg from about 12 feet. Wickie takes a swing and still puts it down. And now Wickie's turn to go to the back row and serve it. So here's where the Crusaders need to make some more noise. Wickie right in the middle of the service area. The 6'2 senior, one step, and flattens it across to Golka. Lowry going to set outside. Gehring just dumps it across. Dug out there by Paskovic. And then drilled down in the middle by Johnson. Johnson will get her second kill. And it's a one-point game. Concordia with four of the last five, 20-19. Wickie serving to tie it up in game two. Gehring handles it. Lowry runs it down. Back row attack by Benton. Took a little something off of it. Dug out safely to the outside. It's down and good for Yaksich. And just like that, Concordia has tied it up. And the final timeout will be called here by head coach Sharon Zavala. So we are all knotted up, 20-20 in game two with Concordia on the serve. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Volleyball tournament from Lincoln North Star. On the serve, Megan Wickie. We're all tied at 20. Game one went to Concordia. Here's Lowry. Gehring on the outside. Off the double block, it pops into the back row. Picked up by Paskovic to the outs and gets the kill. Four in a row for Concordia. It didn't take them long to wipe out the deficit of 4 points. They've now scored six of the last seven, and they're up 21-20. And Wickie serves. Bump set, Gehring. Taps it across again. Again, the Crusaders aren't getting any swings. Yaksich to the outside. Blocked up front by Webb. Dug out of the net by Johnson. Back row, Wickie hit the net and fell over. Concordia needs no luck. And they got one there. Wickie serving. Wickie finishing 22-20. Concordia. Just when it looked like the Crusaders had enough. They've got to pick themselves up, but it's an ace serve. 23-20, and you didn't expect to see this from Wickie at the service line, even though she has 32 ace serves. 23-20, Crusaders waiting for the serve. Gehring, flat pass Lowry, set middle. Webb, big swing, picked up by Jones, stays in the back row. Wickie will have to roll it across, passes off the mark. Lowry runs it down. Gehring taps it over, dug up nicely. Yaksich will roll it back to Webb. Lowry sets to the outside. Gehring, front left, on the attack, dug out by Wickie. Here is the set, Spellerberg. Yaksich termination. And this is the run that will probably determine the match. We're in game two, and Wickie has served six in a row. And a chance to finish it off here, 24-20. Serve into the back corner, mishandled, a serve, and that's the end of game two. And the Concordia Mustang fans are making plenty of noise as Megan Wickie, in that game, had 9 service points, 3 of them aces. She had an ace block and 7 kills. 25-20 as the last 8 points are rattled off by Concordia. They are up 2-0 over Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Let's take a look at the second set numbers. First off, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring has three service points. Maddie Liske had an ace serve. Emily Herbick had an ace block. Lauren Webb, a service point, an ace block, and three kills. Laura Lowry, five service points. One was an ace. Emma Benton had a service point and seven kills. 10 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves for the Crusaders. For Omaha Concordia, it was Abby Clausen with two service points. Faith Johnson had a kill. Sydney Clarkson, a service point and an ace block. Jenna Spellerberg had a service point. Avery Yoxich, two service points, six kills. Megan Wicke, nine service points. Three of them were aces, an ace block, seven kills. And Rebecca Knapp, three kills. 17 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves. Concordia scores the final 8 points to win it, 25-20. And we'll be back with the third set as Concordia leads Grand Island Central Catholic 2-0 right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell and Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
By Concordia has not been able to finish it yet. Benton with the block, digs the block. They set it back to Emma, and she'll finish. So Grand Island Central Catholic will get the first point here of the third set on the Benton kill. She's got 13. Megan Wicke, just for those of you that did not know, signed with Ohio State. So you get to see her in the Big Ten as Gehring serves it across. Middle attack comes off the tip for Sydney Clarkson, and she'll get her first kill of the match. Does have a couple of ace blocks. Gehring leading the team in serving with 7 points. Central Catholic does have seven aces, but six for Concordia. It's 1-1, and to serve it will be Clarkson. Down low, picked up Gehring. Outside Benton off the block, down and good. 14th kill for Emma Benton. And that'll make it 2-1. Try and pick up some other scores here for you from around the state tournament. Crofton has taken the second set from Southern Valley, 25-19. So they are up 2-0. Omaha Scut rallies to beat Pius, 25-19. They're up 2-0. The attack by Knapp, dug out, slide right side, Webb goes middle. Nice dig in the back row by Yoxich and punched across. Free ball here. Lowry sets outside. Here comes Benton. Ball blocked. Ace block. Knapp teaming up with the front row of Johnson. That's the third ace block for Rebecca Knapp. 2-2. And substitution time for the Mustangs. 32-1, ranked second and third, depending on which publication you look at. And here comes Abby Clausen to serve it away. Again, the next match here will be Ogallala, the 3 seed against the 6 seed Wahoo, and the winners play tomorrow at 1 at Pinnacle Bank. Serve across, middle attack, Webb. Webb down and good. Lauren, her 4th kill. She'll move into one of the big gun roles next year with Gehring after Benton graduates. And the serve across by Lowry. Central Catholic waits for the return, and they cannot handle it from Faith Johnson. They go to her just enough. It's like handing the ball off to the fullback. You can have your eye back carry it 30 times, but you get the fullback in there 4 or 5 times to keep everybody honest. And we're tied at 3 as Wiki goes back to serve it away. The Ohio State signee fires it down the middle. Here's the set to the outside. Benton off the double block. Down and good. Number 15 for Emma Benton. And it's 4-3 Central Catholic. And now Emma will have to go back and serve it away. Benton takes a couple of steps and fires it down the middle. Handled there, but stays in the middle from Paskovic. From off the net, Jaksic will take it across. Nice dig to the outside. Gehring, half swing, pass back towards the net. Redirected by Johnson across. Herbeck sets. Gehring's got it up. Ball goes across. Pass close to the net again. Jaksic with the swing. Off the tip. Dug out of back row. Golka. Lowry's got a chance to get it to Herbeck on the lefty. We'll put it off the back row. Scrambling is Concordia, and they'll pass it across. Free ball right at the 10-foot line. Here's the set outside. Gehring on a swing. Blocked again. Faith Johnson. And there is one that you would not have expected to see. Usually it's Clarkson or Wiki, even Knapp up there, but that is the first block for Faith Johnson. And we continue to rotate here early in game 3. Concordia up 2-0, and it's 4-4 in the third. Set to Webb, waits for it to come down, and then she'll terminate. Lauren with her 5th kill. Again, 15 for Benton, then 5 for Webb. The rest of the team has 4. Those were all in the first set. On the other side, 17 for Wiki, 8 for Jaksic. The rest of the team, 7. And Webb to serve. Fires it over to Wiki. Set to the outside. Jaksic will terminate. First of the game and 9th of the match. Whenever our matches are over, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats. Hopefully coach interview and more, so stay with us here at the State Volleyball Tournament. Coming up next, Centura and Guardian Angels, scheduled to start at 3:30 in C2. And to serve it across will be Concordia, punched over, middle attack by Willman, blocked. Nice dig, though, by Golka to keep it alive to the outside. Gehring, she'll take it off the block, down and good. Great dig by Golka. Sometimes you just don't get to say enough about the libero, but the senior Katie Golka kept that one alive so that Central Catholic could win the point. And now Sint comes in. Jennifer floats it across to Jaksic in the middle. The quick attack is down and good by Clarkson. Her 2nd. 6-6. Nobody has scored on their serve here in the third set. 25-23 and 25-20. Concordia winning the first 2. And in that second set, Concordia scored the last 8 points. Central Catholic was up 20-17 and then never got the ball back. Jaksic on the serve. Over to Golka. Lowry sets middle to Willman. She'll tap it across over the single block. Set to the outside. Wiki. And it's down and good. Megan with her 1st kill of this third set. And it'll make it 7-6. Concordia also the first point on serve for either team here in this third set. And Jaksic. Good topspin on that one. Picked up by Benton. Set high to the outside. And Gehring finally liked that one. And she will drive it home, her best swing of the afternoon. Just the 3rd kill for Gehring. 7-7. Sadie will go back and serve it away. Giltner has swept Crawford to move on to the semifinals in short work 25-12 in the third. They will play tomorrow at 9 a.m. Near ace serve. The Mustangs dig it out. They pass it back. It would have been out of bounds, but they played it. Central Catholic played it. Benton off the tape. They get it anyway. So the volleyball gods were looking out for the Crusaders that time as Emma Benton will get her 16th kill. And it is 8-7 as Gehring picks up the service point. Lincoln Southeast wins the 2nd set to go up 2-0 in A. Scott's up 2-0 B. Crofton's up 2-0 in C1. And the kill is down in good. Wiki. Gehring fell down and while she was sitting down, tried to pass it, but when you swing upwards, it went back up over her head. And it'll be kill number 19 for Megan Wickey. Not for lack of effort, though, for Gehring. And to serve it away will be Clarkson. Here's the set outside. Benton inside the pin. It's blocked. Trying to dig their own block is Knapp. Wickey from the 10-foot line will take it over to Gehring. Popped up to the 10-foot line for Central Catholic. Benton off the tip. Here comes the quick offense, and it's going to be driven across by Johnson. Again, knocking Gehring down, but she kept it alive, and it's passed over. Free ball here. Right side Knapp off the tape, and that's good enough. When it hits that tape, it ricochets or bounces over the block, but it dies before it can get to the back row. And Knapp will get her fourth kill. 9-8 Concordia. Clarkson on the serve. That's deep and out of bounds. Haven't had a lot of service errors compared to the Aces especially. 9-9, third set. Both sets have been tight, but Concordia has won them both. And back to serve it away will be Liske. Nice serve. Back corner. Jones had to pivot around just to play it. Now Wickey on her return. It's out. Wickey is deep. 10-9, Grand Island Central Catholic. Liske has three aces back there. And she knows how to move it around to the back row, either at Jones or Yaksich. She's in the far right corner. Those two are on her opposite angle. This time, though, she keeps it down the near line and takes it at Wickey. Right side attack. There's Knapp. Good swing. Down and good for Rebecca. Her fifth kill. Probably her best swing so far of the afternoon. 10-10. Third set here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are back here at 5:30 for the Kearney Catholic Ashland Greenwood match. And our 7:30 match here on Classic Hits is Bertrand Lawrence Nelson. Outside attack, hammered, but just out. Just out for Benton. I don't think we've had a close call all match until that one. And it looked like it was inches deep. 11-10 Concordia. And Claussen is serving. A little hop and fire across. Lowry sets middle, but she overset it. It's a tip down for Wickey. Webb was coming at it and realized she ran out of real estate and had no chance then to even get a block up. The 20th kill for Wickey. And our first three-point run of the third set, and it belongs to Concordia. 12-10. And the serve. Ace. 13-10. Timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic. Concordia has never won a match at the state tournament. And right now they're up 2 games to none and 13-10 over Grand Island Central Catholic. In fact, if you didn't hear that earlier, Concordia's been to state 3 times. And they've lost the first 2 times in the first round, both to Central Catholic. They're trying to avenge that here. Timeout on the floor with the score 13-10 Concordia. They're up 2 games to none. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
What the... Producer engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Lincoln North Star High School. After 4 years in Grand Island, the matches are back in Lincoln, and you have to wonder, had the crowds been different if we were playing in Grand Island, as Benton's attack is deep again. 5 in a row by Concordia, 14-10, and by again, I think that's twice now that Benton's been deep. Claussen continues to roll, but Concordia, closer to Omaha, gets a big crowd. Grand Island, not as many. If this was back home in GI, tables would have been turned, most likely. Middle attack, Webb into the net. And now Central Catholic's got to be real careful. It's going to be hard to come from 5 back. They cannot drop their heads and let the wheels fall off. That is not what the Crusader program has been about. Claussen continues to serve. Gehring right in the middle to Lowry. Outside, here comes Benton. It's a nice dig in the back row. Great dig by Yaknich, and they'll get it back to her. And Avery will bump it across. Free ball. Lowry go to Benton again, and this time it's down and good. Number 17 for Emma Benton. And that will stop the 6-0 run by the Mustangs. And Laura Lowry now back to serve it away for Grand Island Central Catholic. 25-23 and 25-20 in the first two sets. Concordia won them both. And the serve, knuckle it across. Handled there by Paskovic. Blocked at the net by Webb. Back over to Johnson. Now they'll get it to the big gun. Down and good. Megan Wicke, number 21. 16-11. Boy, Giltner, a winner today. 25-12, 25-3, 25-12 over Crawford. And that's a long ride home for Crawford as Wicke goes back and serves an ace. Wicke served the last seven with two aces in game two, and Central Catholic calls the timeout. And if they don't get it turned around, it'll be their final one of the season. Concordia, who beat them earlier this year, is up now 17-11 after we were tied 10-10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
The State High School Volleyball Tournament continues here on Classic Hits. This is just the first of four matches today. Centura, Guardian Angels next, and as we come out of the timeout, Wicke serves it into the net, and the air will get the ball over to Grand Island Central Catholic. 25-23, 25-20. Concordia won the first two, including coming from 2017 down with eight straight to win game two. And now they're up 17-12. Emma Benton, a near ace. Wicke runs it down. They'll pass it across. Free ball here. Lowry, middle. Webb, blocked. Ace block. Up front, Faith Johnson along with Yaksich. And it looks like Avery will get credit for that. Her and Johnson both were there. 18-12. And the serve by Tori Jones. Over to Benton. Pass to the outside. Here's the attack off the tip by Gehring. Dig made that time by Paskovic. Outside the termination, and there she is again, Yaksich. Now Avery into double digits with 10. And unfortunately, it looks like we're watching the end of the illustrious high school career of these seniors as the serve floats across. Pass to the outside and set across by Gehring. Here is the set speller, Berg, and not sure who to take it, so it's bumped across by Jones. Free ball, Crusaders to Herbeck, and the lefty will drive it to the back row, picked up there by Wicke. From the front left, it'll be rolled across that time by Yaksich. Back row attack, Benton, and she's wide. She was not squared up when she made the attack. She knew it as she pats herself and said, that's my bad. 20-12, the biggest lead at any point for Concordia today. And it looks like they are 5 points away from their first ever state tournament win. Serve is across, a little short. Middle attack, Herbeck blocked. And there she is again. It is Clarkson and Yaksich. And not only a bevy of kills, but with this taller team, ton of blocks. I've got them for 9 unofficially. Jones serves at 21-12. Clipped the net, it comes across. Picked up there in the back row by Golka. Get it to the outside, Gehring. Dug out Jones. Middle attack, Clarkson. Off of Benton, overpass, and it comes across the net. Here's the set to the outside. Yaksich, she's blocked. Dug by Jones. Would have been out, but it's still alive. Yaksich on the attack. Up by Golka and a beauty. Here's a set to the outside. Gehring from the 10-foot line. Blocked and in. It's spun, but not enough, and it's right on the line on the block by Clarkson. And that is the fifth ace block here of this set. It is 22-12. Jones to serve again. Another run going here. Central Catholic goes back row. Benton on the swing and hit the net. Wicke's able to make a full-out dive, keep it alive. The middle attack by Clarkson is dug out. Set to the outside. The swing by Gehring is up to the back row by Peskovic. And overpass for a free ball. Herbeck will knock it down for the kill. Third kill for Emily. 22-13, though, Concordia. And Webb to serve it away. Webb serve back middle to Paskovic. Set to the 10-foot line. and driven over by Yaksich. Dug out. Gehring on the return into the block, but blocked out of bounds. And a point for Gehring. Sarah, Sadie, Gehring. They've got it Sarah in the program. They always have to use the birth certificate names here at State. Webb to serve. Webb too strong and out of bounds. 23-14 Concordia. They're 2 points away. And back to serve will be Jenna Spellerberg trying to bring it home here for Concordia. Across it comes to Gehring. Lowry sets Gehring front left. Her swing is down and good. Point, Central Catholic trying to get Benton back in that front row. Here comes Jenny Sint to serve. 23-15. Four back on serve receive here for the Mustangs. They can taste it on the Concordia side. As Sint serves it across, passes a little off the mark. Knapp has to run it down. It'll be pushed over. Free ball here for the Crusaders. Lowry sets Gehring on the front left. She's blocked, but out again. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic. Four of the five kills in the match for Gehring have been here in this set. Sint to serve, needing a massive run here. Down the left side, Yaksich with the play. Here's the set back to Yaksich. She drives it into her own net. And now Central Catholic has scored five of the last 6 points, but they are still down by six, 23-17. But any glimmer of hope, long as you're still playing. And the serve sent a little shorter. Jones pops it into the air. Here's the set, Spellerberg. Short one. It's going to be tipped across there by Clarkson. Central Catholic kind of ready. They push it back across on the free ball. Knapp has to set. Back row attack. Wiki, it's out deep. Point. Grand Island Central Catholic and a timeout will be used here by Concordia to try and stop the Grand Island Central Catholic run. So the Crusaders, who were down 22-12, have cut the 10-point deficit in half. Concordia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 18. Can they make an amazing comeback? We'll find out after this timeout by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back at the state volleyball tournament, Ansley Litchfield has advanced to the semifinals. They have swept Brady. Here, Central Catholic out of the timeout, sent into the net on the serve. And it brings us to match point for Concordia. 24-18, Concordia to serve. Yaksich to do the honors. She's first in the rotation, fires it across to Benton, passes off the floor. It'll have to be bumped across by Herbeck. Free ball here, set to the outside. It's going to be Wiki, and why not? She drives it over, but Benton digs. Picked up Gehring. She'll attack down and good. Crusaders will survive for the moment. 24-19. And now Benton's back in the front row. And back to serve Sadie Gehring, but they need five more. Game point number two. Match point number two for Concordia. Little trouble in the back row. They pop it up in the air, and they can only pass this across. Wiki will do so. Free ball here. Herbeck to Lowry. To the outside, Benton. She's blocked, but out. Kill Emma Benton. She'll add one more to her career total. 24-20. Game and match point number three for Concordia. Gehring serves strong down the middle of Jones. Passes off the mark again. Back row, Yaksich takes a swing at Benton. Good up. Set it back to Emma. Half swing is dug out by Wiki. To Wiki. She'll drive it home, and that's the end of the match. Kill number 22 for Megan Wiki, the Ohio State commit. Will play two more matches here at the state volleyball tournament as Concordia wins their first ever state volleyball tournament match, downing Grand Island Central Catholic, who had beaten them the previous two times they were at state, 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. This is Doug Duda with you here, along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats and more. Stay with us.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star, and congratulations to Concordia, one that they won't forget. It is their first ever state volleyball championship. Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 25-23, 20-20, Concordia ends the season for Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's take a look at the numbers we had for the third set. First off, for the Crusaders, Jennifer Sint had 3 service points. Sadie Gehring had 3 service points and 5 kills. Maddie Liskey had a service point. Emily Herbeck had a kill. Lauren Webb had a service point and 2 kills. And Emma Benton in her final set, 6 kills here for the Crusaders. 14 kills, but no ace blocks. No ace serves for Central Catholic. For Omaha Concordia, Abby Clausen had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Faith Johnson had an ace block and a kill. Sydney Clarkson had a service point, an ace block, and 2 kills. Avery Yaksich had a service point, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Megan Wickey had an ace serve, 5 kills. Slide down to Tori Jones. She had 4 service points, and Rebecca Knapp had an ace block and 2 kills. 12 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for Concordia, and they win it 25-20. And you put the numbers together, as we mentioned earlier, it's not like Grand Island Central Catholic played poorly today, because they did not. But we mentioned numerous times that when Wickey was in the front for Concordia, if they sent a free ball across or set the ball across, it basically was game and point over, because Wickey was almost unstoppable today. She had just a handful of errors, probably less than 5 in the match, maybe right at 5 in the match, but she was unstoppable today as Concordia wins it. We'll give you the cumulative stats and continue on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show in a minute.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the New West postgame show. Here's a look at your cumulative stats for our first match of the 2014 state tournament. First off, for Concordia, the Mustangs were led in serving by a couple of different players, but it looks like the final total tied up here. It looks like Clausen will be second with 10, and Wickey also won that category. Abby Clausen, 10 service points. One of them was an ace. Faith Johnson had an ace block and three kills. Sydney Clarkson, three service points, three ace blocks, and she had two kills in the match. Jenna Spellerberg had three service points. She the setter, of course, for the Mustangs. Avery Yaksich had seven service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, 10 kills. Tori Jones, five service points. One was an ace. Rebecca Knapp, three ace blocks and five kills. And the Ohio State recruit, Megan Wickey, 11 service points. Five of those were aces. She had an ace block and a match high, 22 kills. I had Concordia for 42 kills, 10 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves as the Mustangs improve to 33-1 on the season and will advance to their first ever state tournament semifinal tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank at 1 o'clock against the winner of the Ogallala-Wahoo matchup. For Grand Island Central Catholic in their final match of the season, it was Jenny Sint with 4 service points. Sadie Gehring led the team in serving with 9 points. Two of them were aces. She had 6 kills. Maddie Liske, 5 service points. 3 of those were aces. Emily Herbeck had an ace block and 3 kills. Lauren Webb, 4 service points, an ace block, and 5 kills. Laura Lowry, 5 service points for the setter. One of those was an ace. Darren Willman, 1 kill. And Emma Benton, 3 service points. One was an ace, and I had her tonight for 18 kills. 33 kills, 2 ace blocks, 7 ace serves, as Grand Island Central Catholic will end the season with a record of 25-8 and say goodbye to seniors Katie Golka, Alyssa Nowicki, and Emma Benton. We will update you on the other scores from the early session and wrap things up on the New West postgame show in a minute.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here at Lincoln North Star, let's take a look at what else has happened today in the state high school volleyball tournament. Crofton ends up sweeping today over Southern Valley. Omaha Scut sweeps Lincoln Pius the 10th. Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln North Star still battling. Southeast is 2 points away from finishing that off in a sweep. And Omaha Scut swept out Lincoln Pius today, so everything stays on schedule. Crofton beat Southern Valley. Ansley Litchfield over Brady and Giltner crushed Crawford. So coming up in the 3:30 games here on Classic Hits, Centura will be playing Guardian Angels from Lincoln Southwest High School in C2. And on ESPN 1460, it'll be Axtell and Cedar Bluffs, and that's from Lincoln Northeast. So that's on ESPN. And remember, all of these games online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And it's become official. Lincoln Southeast has now advanced over Lincoln North Star. So Lincoln Southeast in A, Omaha Scut in B, Concordia in C1, Crofton in C2, Ansley Litchfield in D1, and Giltner in D2. No upsets, and they all went three sets. The other 3:30 games at Pinnacle Bank, it's Omaha Marion and Papillion-La Vista South. Grand Island Northwest will be playing Elkhorn. Here in C1, it's Wahoo and Ogallala. And in D2, it's Why Not and Exeter Milligan. I'll be back with you 30 as Kearney Catholic gets ready to take on Ashland Greenwood. The only team with a losing record to make the tournament this year was Ashland Greenwood. The Stars have made 4 consecutive state finals, are the number one team state, and are back-to-back state champions. To chat with Coach Sharon Zavala as they have cornered her out of the locker room as usual here at the state tournament, but always a pleasure to catch up with the coach. I'm sure she would echo what we've been talking about. Her girls played strong, but there was too much height and too much advantage at the net for Concordia, and they could not overcome the 22 kills and 5 ace serves of Megan Wickey, nor the 10 ace blocks that Concordia put up at the net. So that'll wrap things up from here. Once again, thanks to all of the Central Catholic sponsors and fans who are with us all year long. They've had a heck of a fall. Great job by the football team. Great job by the volleyball team, a state tennis champ, and a whole lot more. So we are looking forward to seeing the Crusaders on the basketball court and the wrestling mats this winter. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda from Lincoln North Star. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Omaha Concordia eliminates Grand Island Central Catholic 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. We'll see you at 3:30 for Centura and Guardian Angels.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.